And so, Daniel, come on up. And good to have you here. Blessings, man. You just take it away.
Amen.
You do what you do.
All right.
Praise the Lord. So there I was overseas in Lagos, Nigeria, and I had a day prior to ministering. So I was in the hotel, and I was watching the telly, and every channel had the same program on. No matter how fast I would push the button, it was the same channel. I mean, the same program on every channel. It was the game of soccer. And, you know, that soccer's a good game, I thought to myself, but wow, can I find anything else in that? But one game got my attention because the score was 0-0. And the people were screaming at the top of their voices. Screaming. 0-0. You know, here you have to do something in order for us to scream. You had to catch a touchdown or hit a home run or dunk backwards. You got to do something before we scream like these people are. 0-0 on their feet. And I went to cut it off, but the Holy Spirit said, no, this is a teaching moment. I go, wow, what can I learn from this? He says, the people are not screaming because the score is 0-0. They're screaming because they're expecting their team to score a goal. Wow, how profound. All out of a soccer game. And how amazing. The people haven't seen the goal, but they're expecting it. So they're cheering. And I said, man, that's amazing. If the people of God would trust the Holy Spirit and before it happens, outdo soccer fans and give him praise. So I'll tell you what I do. Wait a second, because if you don't outdo them, just stay seated. They were off the charts. I'll give you 15 seconds of my time. If there's anybody here expecting anything from God, a healing, your business, your marriage, your children, I don't care what it is. Outdo soccer fans and thank them before it happens. You have 15 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five. Hey, hallelujah! Glory to God. Father, I thank you. Amen. That's it. I'm Daniel Winans. I am number 6 out of 10. David, Ronald, Carbon, Marvin, Michael, Daniel. BBCC, Angie, and Debbie. 7 sons and 3 law changers. But I am blessed to be alive. I should have been dead at the age of 15, but the Lord said not so. He spared my life for such a time as this. I got a chance to meet your pastor, Pastor E, his lovely wife and family. And what a name for a church, Life. And it's evident. What a testimony that you just gave. I thank God for that because I am a witness of such testimonies. And so I'm glad to have my girlfriend, my wife of 32 years here. She doesn't travel with me much, but we're home. Say hi to Sybil, everybody. Just say hi. We're blessed with 3 wonderful children, Daniel, Jeremy, and Casey. Jeremy's back there. You can say hey to him later. You say, hey, Jay. Go ahead, say, hey, Jay. I'm going to share some songs with you. You don't know these songs, so I don't expect you to know them. However, I do expect you to smile, continue to smile at me while I share these songs with you, all right? I'm an avid golfer. Every now and then I try to get out. I saw this one golfer. He was about to hit the ball, and he stopped at the bottom of his swing. He backed off, gave his caddy the club, picked up some grass, threw it in the wind. The wind carried it a certain way. Changed clubs, got over the ball, said, boom, hit it right next to the hole. And how wonderful it would be if we would allow the Holy Spirit to give us just what we need so we can go exactly where He wants us to go. The name of this song is Watch the Wind. Oh, yeah. Just how much rain is gonna fall, or if it will rain at all. I know if He decides to rain, nothing will stay the same. So prepare this very hour, He's gonna shower. Watch the wind, which way He blows, He will show how to flow, but hold on tight, enjoy the ride, then He will guide you through the night. Watch the wind, people can't figure out just how to love, what are we thinking of? But now I can truly say, there is a better way. Each and every day, so hold on, this very hour, He's gonna shower. Watch the wind,
watch the wind,
which way He blows,
He's gonna blow.
He will show,
He will show
how to flow,
hold
on tight,
hold on tight,
enjoy the ride,
enjoy the ride.
Then He will guide you
through the night.
Watch the wind,
watch the wind,
which way He blows,
He's gonna show you
how to grow, hold on tight,
enjoy the ride,
then He will guide you through every night. Watch the wind, come on,
watch the wind,
which way He blows,
He will show
how to flow,
hold on tight,
enjoy the ride, then He will guide you through every night. Watch the wind, come on, come on, watch the wind, which way He blows, He will show
how to grow,
hold on tight,
enjoy the ride,
then He will guide you
through the night.
But watch the wind,
which
way He blows, my Lord will show you
how to blow,
hold on tight,
enjoy the ride,
then He will guide you through every night. But watch the wind, which way He blows, He wants to show you how to grow, hold on tight,
enjoy the ride,
then He will guide you through every night. Watch the wind, which way He blows, then He will show you how to flow, hold on tight,
enjoy the ride.
He will guide through every night. Watch the wind, which way He blows, my Lord will show you how to grow, hold on tight,
enjoy the ride,
then He will guide you through every night. Watch the wind, which way He blows, He will show how to flow,
hold on tight,
enjoy the ride, then He will guide you through every night.
watch the wind, which way he blows, he will show.
Watch the wind. Praise God. If we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us in all things, somebody say all things. Doesn't matter. He is a perfectionist. It will turn out one way just fine. Now the world says, what comes around, oh, you can say it, what comes around. There's a song called, well, before I do this song, let me say that the Winans family, you know, we've done some nice things in music. The Lord is blessed through my father's name. But I didn't want to keep singing after my first album. I told my age, I said album. The Lord said not so. And it wasn't, you know, I've won some things, a Grammy Award and a few other awards. But let me tell you something. When I received a letter from a man who was incarcerated, and in his letter he told me flat out, don't ever stop doing what you're doing. He received the Lord in prison. He became free. And that's why I continue to do what it is that I do. And one of my favorite people is here today, actually. And it's crazy because my little nephew is, well, he's not little anymore, but he thinks, I don't know, I think he's my greatest fan. Really, I mean, you know, there are people who know my things, but then there's some people who know my songs better than me. And I thank God for Sydney, who's always been Sydney, and his lovely wife, Celeste. And his parents think he moved here because of me. But no, Celeste had something to do with him moving here. And I'm just glad to see him. And praise God. So the scriptures let us know that you reap. You reap what you sow. Listen to the lyrics. Come on. If y'all not going to smile, I will call you up here to sing with me. Reap what you sow. Listen to the lyrics.
I don't know how loud it is out there, but you can turn mine down just a little bit.
Right there. There you go. Here we go.
You could have been gentle. Instead, you were rough. I think you should know, you reap what you sow. Good to be gentle. Would you say that you're faithful? Would you say that you're not so faithful? I think you should know, you reap what you sow. You should be faithful. Have you ever shown mercy, oh Lord? Do you hurry to judge? I think you should know, gonna reap what you sow. You should sow mercy. Have you ever been hungry? Out on the street with no home, all alone. I think you should know, gonna reap what you sow. You should sow mercy. 'Cause all of the things that we live to do, somehow they return right back to you. So do be careful on how you treat your fellow man. Oh yeah. And let's not forget that life is a test, and we're only asked to give him our best. It is the fruit that will identify the tree. Yes, it will. Do you handle things easy, or are you just hard? Oh, think you should know. Gonna reap what you sow. Better go easy. Have you ever been a blessing?
Oh yeah.
To someone you don't know. Strangers, I think you should know. Gonna reap what you sow. Go be a blessing. Cause all of the things that we live to do, you best believe they come back to you. So do be careful on how you treat your fellow man. And when we decide to truly confess, that's when our God will do all the rest. He is the only one who matters most, you see.
Oh, better believe it.
Are you known to be stingy? Do you just love to give gifts? I think you should know. You're gonna reap what you sow. Go on and keep giving.
It's alright.
I think you should know. You're gonna reap what you sow. I think you should know. Know. You reap what you sow. I think you should know.
Look to your neighbor to your right and smile and tell them so.
I think you should know. You reap what you sow. I think you should know.
Now look to the left. Look at your neighbor to the left. Keep smiling and say,
I think you should know. You reap what you sow. I think you should know.
Now look at me and keep smiling. And just tell me, say,
I think you should know. You reap what you sow. I think you should know. I think you should know. You reap what you sow. I think you should know.
No matter what it is,
I think you should know. You reap what you sow. I think you should know.
Evident Life, let me hear you say it one time. Come on, say it, say it.
I think you should know. You reap what you sow. I think you should know.
That sounds good. Do it again.
One more time, say, I think you really, really, really do.
Give God a hand clap, everybody.
Amen. Okay, you're stuck with this. You're going to have to. How we roll. I think you should know.
And actually, this song is for the angel of this house. I want, as you're the sheep of this house, I want you to continue to do this. Pass it. E. Teach us to love the way that we should love. Continue to teach us to love again. Teach us to love the way that we should love. Teach us to love again. Teach us to pray the way that we should pray. Teach us to give again. Teach us to pray the way that we should pray. starts to give again. Continue to teach us to pray again. Won't you just teach us to love again?
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad that was a short song. Man, we are blessed, aren't we? We are blessed. You know, God is just, he's incredible how he brings his family together, how he causes relationships to happen. I mean, think about the people that you're in relationship with. Think about our church family right here. And think about how he's brought us together from all different places and spaces and experiences. And how he just loves that. I mean, he just loves to knit together people. He loves relationship. And so I'm just grateful for the new relationship that we have with you, Daniel, and your family. And it's just a blessing to have you here with us. And we look forward to more of this. I'm going to work out a little bit more next time, though, so we can do a longer song that way. And hey, this is our Selah service, in case you didn't know. Every fifth Sunday, when it happens four times a year, we have what we call a Selah service. Throw that up there. I got a little slide that says Selah. And it's our time to pause and reflect. It's really our time to just step back from the norm of what we're doing and just to kind of take in what God's been saying to us over the past season. To kind of just reflect and take in. And so that's kind of what we're doing right here. I'm not going to preach a full-on message this morning. I'm going to give a little vision here in a bit. But this is what's going on. And we just allow the Lord to move and to do whatever he wants to in these services. And it's just a beautiful time together. It's good family time of just being family with one another. And we get to do special things like this. Having Daniel, he just got back in town just this week. So it's a blessing. Let's just thank him again for being here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In fact, the songs that you sang, man, that was the word today. You gave the word just in those songs and really touched our hearts and challenged us and encouraged us in the things of God and in living his way. As we've been calling it, studying the Sermon on the Mount, living upside down.